open to the courts now, and a 62-year-old grandfather admitted he collected an Estonian hitman who was brought to Ireland by the Kinahan organised crime gang to kill a rival Hutch gang member in 2017 and allowed him to stay overnight in his home in Dublin. Stephen Fowler pleaded guilty to helping a criminal organisation commit a serious offence, namely the murder of James Gately between December 2016 and April 2017. He'll be sentenced at the Special Criminal Court next month. We're joined now by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, who was in court. Paul, can you give us the background to this case?
Yeah, Justin, this relates to the ongoing Hutch Kinahan feud and the attempts by the Kinahan organised crime group to kill James Gately, who's a rival Hutch gang member, and Stephen Fowler's involvement in that. Imre Arrakis, the Estonian hitman, arrived in Dublin on the 3rd of April 2017. He took the air coach into the city centre, he bought a wig, he walked around Dublin's North City Centre, where Stephen Fowler picked him up in his white Mercedes van. He brought him to Blakestown Cottages, to his home, and put him up there for the night. Now, the Gardaí had Arrakis under surveillance. They didn't really know what was going on, but they raided Fowler's home the next morning and arrested him as well as Arrakis. They found a BlackBerry with a thread of messages and instructions about the planned murder, which could be deleted remotely. A Garda took 12 photos of the messages with his own phone. He had just taken the last photo when the messages were deleted, but the Gardaí then had the evidence and discovered the plan. Fowler told the Gardaí he knew Arrakis had been brought to the country for a criminal purpose, but he didn't know of the plan to murder Gately. He said he was asked to put him up, and he did. Gately was under surveillance as part of the gang's plan to murder him, and the Kinahan gang also used a number of tracking devices to monitor Gately's movements. Now, Fowler also held and moved one of those tracking devices for the gang. It had been placed on James Gately's sister's car.
What happened in court today then, Paul?
Well, we heard that Stephen Fowler told the Gardaí he had gotten involved in this organised crime plot because of a drugs debt that he had incurred after the Gardaí seized almost €500,000 worth of cannabis in 2012. Now, the grandfather of four took full responsibility for the drugs and went to jail at the time, but his defence counsel told the court today it was actually his son, Eric, who was the person of interest in the matter. Eric Fowler was then shot dead in a gangland murder at their home in Blakestown Cottages in December of 2018. But the drugs conviction cost Stephen Fowler, his father, his marriage of 36 years, and the court was told today he has disavowed all involvement in organised crime since the murder of his son. Stephen had also been sentenced to 8 years in prison, with the final two suspended for possession and supply of cannabis, but he was released early on a bond, and within 6 months he had been helping the Kinahan organised crime group. So he'd be sentenced at the Special Criminal Court for that offence next month, but he'll also be sent back to the Circuit Criminal Court for a potential reactivation of the remainder of the drug sentence.
All right, Paul, thank you very much indeed for that. Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent, reporting there.